596 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 564X, American State Trials. To induce the wife of Stiles to screen herself or to escape is a strong point. With these views, you will take this important case and, after a careful investigation, render such a verdict as it requires. It is important that the laws should be administered according to the principles of justice and truth, so that the guilty may not escape and the innocent shall not suffer. If the law accomplishes that, it is a perfect law. You will therefore carefully consider the evidence which has been laid before you in this cause, in order that you may do justice to the defendant and to the country. The verdict and sentence. The case was submitted to the jury at 7 o'clock in the evening, and at 10 they came into court with a verdict of guilty. The court then adjourned to Friday morning at 8 o'clock, June 13th. The prisoner was placed at the bar. The Chief Justice addressed him in a forcible and feeling manner for 20 minutes, and at its close pronounced the solemn sentence of the court, which was, that you, Orrin DeWolf, be taken to the prison from whence you came, from thence to be removed at such time as the executive may direct, to the place of execution, where you shall be hanged by the neck until you are dead, and may God in his infinite goodness have mercy on your soul. The Confession and Commutation. I, Orrin DeWolf, now in confinement in the jail in the county of Worcester, on the charge of having committed the murder of William Stiles, would represent that in November last I boarded in said Stiles's family. On the night of the town meeting in November, Stiles told his wife to get into bed with me. I had already gone to bed. She at first refused, but afterwards complied. I told her that I had a bad disease, but we had carnal knowledge of each other after that night. We, all three, slept together frequently. I went to the employ of Whipple on the 12th of December and boarded with him. About a week after, I first had intercourse with Stiles' wife. She communicated to Stiles that she had caught the disease. He then charged me with having communicated the disease to his wife and said I must get her cured, or he would make a difficulty about it. I went to Dr. Sargent and told him.